Hi everyone, my name is Carrie and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. While I am certainly getting exhausted with being in lockdown up here in Canada, I have to admit, it has given me a chance to do something I've wanted to do for a long time. I figured if I am going to be stuck under a stay-at-home order and there's nowhere to go anyways, I was going to watch all of the Marvel movies and the show content in chronological order of events, starting with Captain America and including the Netflix shows Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Inhumans, Runaways, and Cloak and Dagger. I never really got a chance to watch much of the show content, so it has been really interesting to put it all together in order. I recently survived watching Inhumans, and I made it to a string of the Netflix content, specifically season 2 of Luke Cage. As this is probably old news by now, I'm sure many of you will remember that in season 2, Luke really seems to be finding his stride. In season 1, he got over his reluctance to get involved in what was happening and accepted that he has a role to play in protecting Harlem. In The Defenders, through his encounters with Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, and Daredevil, he further embraces the role of the hero and the protector. By the beginning of season 2, he is rolling in his fame, strutting his stuff around town, making deals with Nike. He's wrecking shop and putting bad guys in their place, and issuing threats to his prime target, Mariah Dillard. In an encounter with his father, he says that he is saving souls his way, walking the righteous path on his own terms. But not all is as right as it seems. Claire starts to notice that something is amiss. She sees the anger that he has for his father and warns him that it's something that will kill who he is from the inside out. She's afraid that he's lost his purpose in going down a dark path. After Luke almost kills a man who is abusing his wife and her child, even Misty starts to question Luke's actions. Things finally come to a head when Luke punches a wall during a fight with Claire, and she can't take it anymore. She says, "If beating your chest around town is what you need to call yourself a hero, then I question your understanding of the word." She ends up having to take a break from him because she cannot watch him continue the way he is. By the end of the season, we see the full effects of the path he has chosen. He decides that the best way to protect Harlem is to become its king. DW, his biggest fan and his friend, points out that if he's going to be the boss of crime, he's a crime boss, and he won't support that. At the very end, spoiler alert, Mariah dies, but before she does, she leaves Harlem's paradise, her club and the center of her operations, to Luke and her will. She leaves it to him, knowing that he will think he can use it to control things for good, but in the end, it will change him for the worse. As the season ends, we see Luke in the balcony of the club, surveying his kingdom, convinced that the law cannot provide the kind of protection that he can. Thanks to the changes with Marvel and Netflix, we may never see the end result of Luke's path, but it does appear that he's lost something fundamentally important about being a hero in his efforts to do the right thing. Luke is not the first hero to struggle with determining what the right thing is and where the line between being a hero and being a villain is. We have seen this struggle across a number of fandoms. But many of our favorite characters in nerddom have taught us that doing the right thing doesn't necessarily mean that we have the right motivations, and eventually we will find out that what we thought was the right thing wasn't actually right at all. Proverbs 16:2 says, "All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit." And Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us not to lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge God, and he will make our paths straight. Luke insists to everyone that he's doing the right thing, and he allows himself to be blinded to the change that is occurring in him, failing to take heed of warnings from Claire and Misty that perhaps he's not on as righteous a path as he thinks. Everyone around him seems to notice that something has changed in Luke's spirit, and that his actions are not as righteous as they once were. Luke continues to lean into his own understanding of what it means to be a hero, and the implication is that he's becoming anything but. Christians are no exception to this either. Being a Christian doesn't automatically mean that our honorable actions are, in fact, right. Our history is littered with examples of terrible actions that were taken in the name of fulfilling the Great Commission or trying to eradicate sin in the world, based on our understanding of the best way to accomplish those goals. We latch on to what we think is the right thing to do, and sometimes we can't always see when our motives aren't as noble as we think, and where our sinful nature has poisoned an otherwise noble purpose. Staying connected to God and listening to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, searching the scriptures and letting them convict us, will help us as we seek to acknowledge God in all of our actions. Only through God are we able to combine the right action with the right motivation, as He is the one who makes our path straight. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Carrie for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, don't feed the gremlins after midnight.